Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the podcast today, former Assemblyman Pat Hickey joins us. He's now a Sunday columnist for the Reno Gazette Journal. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Pat Hickey. He's a former Republican Assembly leader. He is currently the Sunday columnist for the Reno Gazette Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Good morning, Sam.
Why did you want to start writing for the Gazette?
Well, both times when I left public life, I found it was good for my own sanity to keep a foothold or to stay engaged somehow. So the first time I left the legislature, I was the editor for NPRI's journal, and then this last time I kept writing, and it keeps me engaged. You don't have to stay in the lanes as much when you're no longer an elected official. You can kind of talk about what you choose to.
We're taping this, for those that are curious, on the morning of December 7th, so for people to bear that in mind as we discuss things. You recently wrote a column about the president saying, Mr. President, it's time to go. There are those that would say, hey, you know, we have legal avenues. Every presidential campaign, whether it's Republican or Democrat, has a slew of lawyers standing by in case there are any issues. Is this not just par for the course in terms of, you know, electioneering?
Well, my column the week before was, all we are saying is give the process a chance. So I argued that, you know, President Trump's efforts should certainly be allowed to be exhausted in the courts, but he doesn't seem to be getting any traction there. I guess the last great hope was that somehow a case would end up with the Supremes. That may happen, but I doubt it. But I doubt the election's going to be overturned. And what I really said was, in respect to his supporters as well, and I think it was very sympathetic to the president, because I actually feel that policy-wise, he's accomplished a lot. And I mentioned that I think history will treat him a lot more kindly than the present has. But I think for the sake of the policies and the principles that he cares for, at some point he's going to have to fold the tent if there's not a way through the courts to overturn the election, which I doubt there is.
One of the things that is barely under the surface, but it's just under the surface, which is the amount of money in politics and the amount of money being raised by all sides on every issue. And we're seeing it in spades this time around. The president has raised close to $200 million since the election that can be used for another campaign or for other things. You're seeing a lot of electeds in Nevada, especially on the congressional level, sending out requests for donations to go at this point to Georgia for the runoff there. Isn't a whole lot of this to do with not about the election that just went by, but about elections to come, elections?
Well, I think the money factor, there's nothing really new there, Sam. You know better than anyone. I mean, how much...
Hang on a second. I'm not running a campaign.
Not that you get more money than you know what to do with here. I didn't mean to suggest that. But, I mean, Democrats spent gobs of money on Democrat seats that in the end they had no chance of even winning, the reason being for the power and the leverage that they would gain if they do. And I think Democrats probably will be raising and spending equal amounts of money in Georgia to try to tip the balance of the U.S. Senate.
No doubt. I'm not saying it's one side or the other. And in terms of the fundraising, the letters I'm getting are from both sides. But my point is, the reason that it keeps going on and on and on is not about whether the president should or should not concede, but about the ability to utilize this to raise money, as you would put it, in gobs.
Well, they do because they can, and that's unfortunately, but reality, how the system works. But obviously, that election is going to be crucial. I think the mandate that the voters uttered in the 2020 election was they wanted divided government. The fact that Republicans gained as many seats as they did in Congress, as well as seemingly maintaining hold of the U.S. Senate, government seems to work better that way when there's a check and balance of different parties in control of the levers of power.
Do you think that it was a mandate? Because you're talking in terms of the number of voters, that it was actually pretty close. I mean,
Well, a mandate. I'm not saying it was a mandate for Joe Biden. I was making the opposite point, actually, that it was anything but a blue wave. And Republicans did very well at the local level, to some degree, in Nevada as well. And I think anybody that's been involved in state government knows that Carson City, for example, works a lot better when one party isn't in total control down there.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating election all the way around. So bringing it home to Nevada, what do you think we're looking at as we go into the next session?
Well, I hope, number one, that the session somehow is going to be a in-person session, however they can do that safely. I hope it's not a repeat of the last special session where things were ramrodded through literally in the midnight hour without any real testimony.
Those were the early bills. The fun ones were 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. When really no one was awake except the bill's sponsor. So I hope that somehow we managed to have an in-person session.
Let me ask you this, okay, on a point of order. Is it not mandated that the legislators have to be in Carson City during the session? Not necessarily in the building, but at least in Carson City?
Well,
is that correct?
I think that came up during this special session. Obviously, because of COVID, some of them weren't. I would think at the very least, yes, they should come to Carson City, even if for whatever reasons they're not occupying a committee room at that particular moment. I think that would... that would benefit the process to all be there. Most importantly, what is the governor going to do? He's sort of on record saying he's not for raising taxes, and governors typically have not done that in their first term. This is his second session. On the other hand, there's going to be extreme pressure from progressives and labor groups and others to raise money for education in other areas to try to fill the budget gaps. But good luck with that. If Governor Sisolak has any hopes of wanting to run and possibly be reelected again, he's not going to do it on the heels of raising taxes or allow them to be raised under his watch.
Is there any group that would be willing to be taxed in this time of pandemic?
Not any small business owners that like myself that I'm aware of. I mean, we're somewhat grateful for the assistance that was there the first time around, and certain essential businesses like trucking here or construction world that I'm involved in have somehow survived. And Northern Nevada is a prime example how a more diversified economy is actually getting through this somehow compared to our reliance upon gaming. Gaming's way down. Do they want to be taxed? I guess there'll be attempts at mining, but then you have the constitutional issues.
Yeah, it depends on where you're looking at gaming. If you're looking at local gaming, regional gaming, they're actually back to pre-COVID levels, if not higher. It's the strip properties that are suffering because they have no midweek business, they have no convention business.
Well, I guess if there's a trend towards more localized things, including gaming, maybe that's good in the long run. I feel for the strip on one level because, of course, they have been the state's golden goose, and they're not laying that egg right now on behalf of everyone, but it's going to be a while. Again, being a northerner, I'm glad that years ago we went down the road of diversifying our economy and are not as reliant upon the gaming industry.
One of the things that's fascinating to me, and it's been the topic of discussions with a book that's been written by two college professors out of UNLV, which is that Northern Nevada has benefited from the way things have been set up under Senator Raggio, who of course has long since passed, but the system favors Northern Nevada in terms of the benefits of any subsidies that come out of the state government. And in pushing this line of questioning further, I said, in Southern Nevada, you have all the power. I mean, the power moved to Southern Nevada a long time ago. Well, the answer was, we're just not as organized in the Southern Nevada delegation to fight the Northern Nevada. That seems to me absurd after all these years that Southern Nevada does not wield its power efficiently enough to move things to Southern Nevada when appropriate.
Well, I think they have, and I was in the legislature not that long ago and saw evidence of the consolidation and the focus of power post Joe Dini and Bill Raggio.
In what ways?
Well, more money went to UNLV whenever or however possible, the funding of the medical school down there, which I supported. The reality is those professors in that particular book are very much focused on, some would argue, a power grab for Southern Nevada. I was pleased to see recently the Gwynn Center, another institute, is housing itself at UNR. The interesting little sidebar is there the Gwynn Center, and I happen to be a board member of it, wanted to be housed at both UNLV and UNR. But interests down there wanted more of a Southern Nevada focus. So I think the Gwynn Center maybe should have Nancy Bruhn on sometime to talk about their new role.
And so they have moved now to
the
Institute of UNR?
They have. The Regents, with the support of Brian Sandoval, the new president, have just supported the Gwynn Center for policy priorities to be housed at UNR.
That will be fascinating. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Pat Hickey after this timeout.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Pat Hickey. He is currently the Sunday columnist for the Reno Gazette Journal. Twice served in the legislature. No plans to go back?
Thank you very much. I'm recovering and I'm happy.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about was your thoughts on Korea. You wrote a column recently, and I thought it was really quite fascinating. Tell us, first of all, your connection to South Korea, and then...
Well, my wife happens to be from South Korea, where we met there, and I am the honorary consul for the Republic of Korea, South Korea. So they recently supported a veterans luncheon for Korean War vets, and the Korean War has often been described as the forgotten war because it was sandwiched in between World War II and Vietnam. But in fact, 6,000 Nevadans served in Korea, and one of them who came to this luncheon that we had that day was a 90-year-old Reno resident, Ed Smith, who spent 33 months in a prisoner of war camp in North Korea without a blanket and went through immense suffering. And one thing, though, that came out of that, the sacrifice that those Americans made and those from 15 other nations in the Korean War's case, they brought about a victory for South Korea, for democracy and capitalism, if you will. I mean, the success of South Korea becoming the eighth largest trading partner and economy in the world from having been a shanty town when our troops were there 70 years ago is quite a miracle.
Yes, to say the least. For those that don't recall or weren't born in that time period, what was the Korean War all about?
Well, the North Korean communists on a Sunday morning in June of 1950, i.e. 70 years ago, invaded the South. They were somewhat of a puppet state for Stalin and Mao at the time. And they invaded the South, and, you know, the U.S., to its credit, I mean, we were pretty war-weary after World War II. 5 years later, we have 2 million troops that have to go back and defend this little peninsula that, you know, persons didn't know where it was or who it was they were defending, but we did so nevertheless, and it ended up in a stalemate, and so technically there's still kind of an armistice between North and South
Korea.
Yeah,
there's never been a peace treaty.
There's never been a true peace treaty, but, you know, the South is prospering. The North is suffering under the yoke of an archaic communist system, dictatorial regime that's being passed on through lineage, which is kind of, you know, an opposite of what Marxist ideology is supposed to be, but weird country.
Under the Obama administration and then continued into, to an extent, in the Trump administration, has been the pivot to Asia. You believe that the Biden administration is going to continue to do that?
I think they will. I mean, the relationship between Korea and Japan and the United States are very crucial to blocking China's dominance of the Pacific Rim and all of Asia. And I think that's what the Chinese mostly fear would be a united Korea under the sphere of influence of the U.S. and Japan, or pro-West. So I think the U.S., even under Biden, will continue to be very supportive.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Hickey, the former legislator, now a Sunday columnist for the Reno Gazette Journal. You brought up Japan. One of the things that's fascinating about Japan is what an aging society it is. Where do you think that is heading, and what are the lessons potentially to be learned for the United States from that?
Well, I think we suffer from some of the same demographic challenges South Korea does. In fact, many modern folks, and that is not replacing ourselves and a population become increasingly aged. That's a challenge for the United States. Our new immigrant populations have probably kept us growing. But among traditional societies or modern countries, it's a real challenge for their economy and therefore their well-being going forward.
You know, one of the things that is rarely discussed but is a really important topic is the fact that with zero interest rates in this country, senior citizens who saved all their lives for retirement expecting to get a percentage return on their money are faced with looking only at the stock market and the chances of that casino to gain interest on their money. Are we heading for a major crisis unless there's some kind of reform to Social Security?
Boy, that's above my pay grade to figure out Social Security. We do keep kicking the can down the road, and
But we haven't really raised the rate that we give seniors money by in about 40 years.
Right. Well, I guess, you know, personally, and probably why Japan and Korea, since you've mentioned, somehow fare better because of their society's emphasis on taking care of their elders and not being as reliant as we are of government largesse being the beneficiary of the care for our seniors. You know, in my case personally, I took care of my dad, and I think our kids will help us when we get to the point of needing it. But that's a real problem because that sort of infrastructure doesn't exist in ways that it used to.
But we are going to see 0% interest rates for the foreseeable future. I mean, at least probably the next 5 years minimum.
Well, most folks are living on fixed incomes. I can count myself in that category as well now. COVID, in some sense, has simplified our lives. We're finding ways to enjoy ourselves with not being able to spend as much money, even if we have it, because of certain restrictions. I'm not saying that's what we ought to ultimately do, but maybe we have to simplify things somewhat in order to be able to get through this.
In that case, you have to get rid of marketing, because marketing is what tells us what things we would like to buy.
And I am not going to tell Sam Shadd to get rid of marketing for Nevada Newsmakers. You wouldn't be here.
No, absolutely. But my point is that as long as marketing exists, then because that's how we find out what things are available and therefore what things we might want to buy or what things we need that we hadn't thought about but are reminded that it's Thanksgiving, therefore we need to buy a turkey.
Oh, thank God we live in a market-driven society where entrepreneurs and people can make a living with great ideas.
Right, but I mean the balance then goes to the opposite of what you just said, which is living with less when our society doesn't go towards that, and that's not really very capitalistic.
I don't know, capitalistic. I think we all just need to find the balance in our lives in order to live as happily as we can under whatever means we may enjoy or not.
Well, hopefully COVID ends sooner than later so that we can get on with our lives.
Amen.
Thank you for being here. I always appreciate it. Pat Hickey, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.